had live video of the Pelosi home but weren't watching it. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. U.S. Capitol Police have a live feed from the security cameras at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home in San Francisco. But sources tell Fox News the Capitol Police officers weren't watching it during last Friday's break-in and attack on Pelosi's husband because the speaker wasn't home at the time. The flashing lights on screen from police responding to Paul Pelosi's 911 call finally catching their attention. Suspect David DuPape has been ordered held without bond. A not guilty plea entered on his behalf in yesterday's court appearance. His court-appointed attorney is Adam Lipson.
I look forward to representing Mr. DuPape, to providing a vigorous defense for him, and to getting to an equitable and just resolution of this matter.
DuPape reportedly told police he had plans to attack other targets and viewed his as a suicide mission. North Korea firing more missiles, the latest count 17 on Wednesday, according to South Korea's military, including one that landed near the South Korean maritime border, another that splashed down outside Japan's territorial waters.
North Korea is enraged by current joint U.S. and South Korean military exercises, but White House National Security Council spokesperson Adrian Watson said the U.S. has made clear there's no hostile intent towards North Korea.
Fox's Jill Nato reports South Korea responded by test firing several missiles from fighter jets. The Federal Reserve Board likely to hike interest rates again today.
It's expected that the central bank will announce that they will be raising the benchmark federal funds rate by 0.75 percentage point to a range between 3.75% and 4%. That would mark their fourth consecutive increase of that size in their quest to tame hot inflation.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Early morning Dow futures are trading more than 70 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Supreme Court hears arguments today over the reporting of foreign bank accounts.
If someone doesn't file or report more than one foreign bank account, is it a single violation or more than one? That's the question the Supreme Court is being asked to interpret for Bittner v. United States. Each violation under the Bank Secrecy Act has a maximum penalty of $10,000. In the case of Alexandru Bittner, the Romanian immigrant is facing a fine of $50,000 for 5 years of delinquent reporting or over $2 million for over 200 omissions from five reports. Some see the case as one of the most important tax-related cases of the highest court's term and could determine how penalties are decided if someone fails to file a foreign bank account report if it wasn't done willfully. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Police in Newark, New Jersey going door to door overnight looking for the suspect in the shooting of two police officers yesterday, both expected to recover. Houston police are asking for the public's help in finding the shooter in the murder of the rap artist known as Takeoff.
The only thing that we can do is hope that y'all reach out and assist us in any way to lead to evidence that will help us to apprehend and get charges and arrest on the person responsible for the death of Takeoff.
Houston Police Sergeant Michael Arrington says the rapper was shot following a private party at a bowling alley. Johns Hopkins University concerned about rising crime near its Baltimore campuses.
Six armed robberies taking place in the last month in and around its Homewood campus and one near its Peabody campus. The university's vice president of public safety, Branville Bard, says two of them were abduction attempts. The school plans to establish a Johns Hopkins Police Department, which Bard describes as a small community-oriented department that will operate on its Homewood, Peabody, and East Baltimore campuses. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.